Okay, on the top it's page 160. At the bottom is 304. Okay, in the beginning of Perek Vav, again, last week we didn't get too far. In the beginning of Perek Vav, the Alter Rebbe explains that the name Elohim is the concept of tzimtzum and contraction, concealment, and limitation. And that's why Elohim equals 86, which is a numerical value for Hateva, the nature, because it conceals the godliness and it makes the world run according to nature. And we said, what is the definition of nature? Teva comes from the word tuba ubiyamsuf, sunken. That means the level of elokus in nature is a level of elokus that's so concealed that you don't see it at all. That level comes from Elohim. And he says, that's why the Shem Elohim is the protective shield that conceals the name of Yudke Vavke, that the world shouldn't become nothing again. Okay, so we're starting the fourth line on 160, at the end of the line. So he says now, v'tzimtzum hazeh, this concealment of godliness of Elohim, who gamkin bechinas chesed, is also the level of chesed, shaha'ilam yibonabay, that the world is built with, v'zuhi bechinas gvura klula bechesed. This is a level of gvura, which is part of chesed. Sometimes a limitation, even though it's a concealment and a hiding, but it's really a concept of revelation and chesed. Sometimes limiting something is an act of kindness and giving. For instance, we started discussing this last time. What happens if you have a very brilliant math professor? And if the guy will reveal his knowledge of math on his level, the kids will get absolutely nothing. So in order for the kids to get something, he has to hide and conceal and limit and restrict, and sometimes, by the way, remove everything he knows and re-reveal a level of knowledge that's fit for the kids. So he says, what is that level of gvura is really an act of chesed. Because without that level, the kids will get nothing. If you're by a place where there's hundreds and thousands of gallons of water, you're not able to take a drink because there's too much water. You need to limit it in a glass, in a cup, to be able to drink it. So what is that glass? From one side, the glass is limiting the water. Like this is hundreds of gallons, and this is 8 ounces. But nevertheless, this is an act of chesed, because without that limitation, you wouldn't be able to drink. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, Yudke Vavke, in a revealed form, if Yudke Vavke would be revealed, the world would be unlimited, infinite, and we would be able to have nothing. Just like the sun, when Hashem took, by Avraham Avinu, when Hashem took the sun out of its covering, so it became too powerful for the world, Hashem made a miracle that the world didn't get destroyed. But basically, the world wouldn't be able to handle the light of the sun. So the fact that the mugging, the concealment, the shield, blocks the sun, even though seemingly it's an act of limitation and concealment, but it's really an act of gevura. And he says that's the same thing with Elohim and Hashem, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki shemesh umogein, like the sun and its protective shield, are the two names, Hashem and Elohim. So Hashem is like the shemesh, and Elohim is like the mugging. So just like the mugging allows the sun, the concealment allows the sun to be revealed, so the name Elohim allows the revelation of Yudke Vavke to be revealed. And the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe adds, and this is a level of gvura, which is klula b'chesed, which is part of chesed. And the Rebbe explains, what is Alter Rebbe adding over here with these few words? The Rebbe explains that the Alter Rebbe is answering another question over here. Because If Gvura, and it's a very basic question, if Gvura is an attribute of Hashem, then everything should be completely concealed from godliness. Why are certain things have a little bit of revelation of godliness? Some have less, some have less, some have less, some have no revelation of godliness. But if Elohim is a power of God, which is so powerful, it should cover everything of Elokus, that there should be no revelation of Elokus. So the Alter Rebbe answers that by saying this is the level of Gevura Klula B'Chesed, means each creation that Hashem made has its own unique level of Gevura that conceals it some less and some more. To explain this whole concept of what we're talking about, B'chlal and this whole thing, we know there's four worlds. Okay, there's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. In Chassidus it explains, okay, we know Atzilus is a much greater revelation of Elokus, Bria is less, Yetzir is less, and Asiya is less. What does it mean it's a less revelation of godliness? Hashem is all over. Hashem is all over. So what's the difference between Atzilus and Asiya? So the answer is very simple. The only difference is not in how much God there is, because Hashem's all over, the essence of Hashem is all over. The difference is how much is God concealed and how much is He allowed to be revealed. Atzilus conceals godliness less, Bria conceals God more, Yetzirah more, Asiyah more, and until the extent that you could put so many coverings that you don't even know the light exists. To give you the mashal of this in Gashmias, if you have a bulb, a light bulb, so the closer you are to the bulb, the more light you get. The further you are away from the bulb, the less light you get. The bulb doesn't change. The only difference is in how much revelation you have and how much or less you have. But what happens if you take a blanket and cover the bulb? The light that you get on the other side of the curtain, you still get light, but it's a completely different type of a light. You can have the bulb and you go further away, you have less light, but it's still the same light, it's just a little bit further away. When you take a blanket and you cover it, the light that you get now is a completely different type of, it's still light. It's not completely blackened. You could take 10 blankets and cover the bulb to the extent that there's absolutely no light in the room, like these new Shabbos lamps, you know, with the shade you turn. There's no light at all in the room. The light itself doesn't change. The bulb itself doesn't change. The only question is, how much of the bulb do you get? So if you're closer to the bulb, you get more. If you're further away from the bulb, you get less. But it's all the same light. When you cover the bulb, then it's a completely different type of a light. Atzilus, which comes from the word Eitzel, means it's the revelation of Elokus. Granted, it comes down in a limited form of 10 spheres, because higher than Atzilus, there's no 10 spheres, officially. So the fact that it's a world, it's Eilam Atzilus. Eilam is Helam, it's a concealment. The concealment is that Elokus comes now into 10 levels. But it's the same level of Elokus just coming down into 10 levels. Bria, which means Yesh Miayin, something from nothing, means it's a completely different type of a light. And therefore you'll find in Chassidus the expression that between Atzilus and Bria, there's what's called the Parsa. There's a Parsa, Hamafsik, this is the expression of Chassidus, between Atzilus and Bria. What is a Parsa? A Parsa literally is a curtain. When you cover the light from Atzilus with a curtain, Bria is already a completely different level of Elokus. It's Yesh Mi'ayin. It doesn't even feel the source anymore where it came from. And then as you go lower, it covers it more and more and more. But in each level of concealment, Atzilus has its concealment on its level, Bria on its level, Yitzir on its level, Asiya on its level, for the creations of those worlds to be able to have X amount of Elokus. So like the Malachim in the world of Bria have more Elokus than the Malachim that come from the world of Yitzir. Because Yitzir has less revelation of Elokus. So the creations of Yitzir, like Malachim, have less than the Malachim that are in the world of Bria. Those that are in the world of Atzilus, and the Shamans before they're put into Gan Eden, have the level of Atzilus. So this is what Al-Dreb is explaining, that there's a level of Elohim that conceals the name of Yitke Vavke. In order for Elokus to be revealed on that particular level, but it's really an act of chesed, because without that concealment, no, you wouldn't be able to have anything. And that's why the Alter Rebbe is going to explain why Hashem and Elokim are the same thing. Because it's Hashem covering himself with himself. But Elokim is not only, and this is what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, that Elokim is not only Tzimtzum in a negative way, so to speak, only in a concealing, limited way. It's actually a level of revealing Elokus, but on a limited nature. But that without that limited nature, you would have nothing. What?
What does it mean when the Shamas come from different sources, right? What does
it mean on a practical? It doesn't mean the Shamas come from different sources.
Don't they? Come from different. All the Shamas are not the same, right?
Is the Yechida of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nefesh and my Yechida different?
No, maybe not the Yechida, but aren't the Neshamas in different elements?
What does that mean?
I don't know, I was asking.
It means exactly what we're saying here.
Right.
Now, I'll explain to you what it means. Neshamas originate in Atzilus. Okay, when you say a Neshama of a Rebbe is Neshama Atzilus, that's what it says in the books. Okay? Not that we understand what it is, but now every neshama, this is basic peri, basic Tanya. Every neshama originates in Atzilus. Okay? Then it's brought down Chassidus, they go into the world of Bria because where neshamas? Where's their hangout? Gan Eden. Gan Eden's the world of Bria. So neshamas hang out in Bria. Okay? But when the neshama has to come, and I'm showing this way, even though Ruchnius is not this way up and down, it's a completely different realm of higher and lower, doesn't mean 10 feet and 20 feet and so on. And the Shammah has to come down from Atzilus into this world of Asiya. Okay? The definition of a Neshammah of Atzilus is, the Shammah comes down from Atzilus, he goes through the freeway, he comes on all the way down here, he's unaffected by all the worlds along the way. So down here, which means is the levels down the road don't affect and conceal the level of the neshama's feeling of Elokus. Other neshamas stop in the world of Bria. Okay? Meaning, and in Bria you have millions of levels. The world of Bria covers the neshama in the Bria atmosphere, which is a concealment of Elokus, but not as much as Yitzhida, right? So then the neshama becomes concealed in its feeling of Elokus because the neshama doesn't have that revelation of Elokus that the neshama of Atzilus does. And then it comes straight down from Bria here. So down here, the neshama has a feeling of Elokus similar to what's going on in the world of Bria. Neshamas come to Yitzhira and Asiya and so on. How much Elokus they could feel.
Right, so, but on a practical way, what does that mean? I mean, that some people will have an easier time learning or an easier time recognizing certain things. What is the practical difference between people with a neshamas, one from a higher plane, one from a lower
one? The Alter Rebbe before in Tanya says, Kfi keach sichlam, kfi sheirish nishmasam. A person with a higher neshama, can reach depths of Torah that lower neshamas can't reach. I'll give you an example. The Baal Shem Tov said, No. Taira is not only to smart, you have to be zeicha. You can have a brilliant head and yet not get those inyanim of Taira. To look at Taira from the proper perspective. One second, let me explain two things. The story of the Baal Shem Tov. That story. The Baal Shem Tov said, any question he's asked, he'll be able to answer. Any statement said in Taira, he could refute. Any logic, so to speak, he could refute. So the Baal Shem Tov explained, what does this mean? Because a neshama, let's say, learns Taira on a certain level. Right? But a neshama that can reach a higher level, so on a lower level, it might be a question. But in a higher level, you have the answer to the question. Or in reverse. Sometimes on a lower level of understanding, you understand it. But when you go into a deeper level of understanding, you don't begin to understand it. Right? So the Baal Shem Tov said his neshama is so great that he can out neshama any person. So any level they have, so if they understand it, he can refute it from a higher perspective. Or if they have a question, he can answer it from a higher perspective. That's issue number one. And I'll put both stories together. Then they tell a story. The Alter Rebbe once saw the way somebody was learning one of the Rishonim called a Rosh. Okay, in the Gemara, the Alter Rebbe saw somebody learning Rabbeinu Asher. Okay, he saw him learning Rosh. And the Rosh was learning a certain way. The Gemara, the Rosh was explaining it a certain way. So the Alter Rebbe asked this person learning the Rosh, why does the Rosh learn it this way? Why couldn't he learn it a different way? And the guy said, hey, good question. So the Alter Rebbe answered him why the Rosh couldn't. Okay? Then the Alter Rebbe refuted his answer. Then he refuted his answer and went on like 10 times. The Alter Rebbe asked the question, why does the Rosh learn this way? And why doesn't he learn a different way? And he asked, answered, he made a whole thing. And finally at the 10th time, let's say, the Alter Rebbe explained why the Rosh had to learn the way he did. Okay, and then when the Alter Rebbe was done, he said, don't think that when the Rosh learned the Gemara, he went through all these things in his head. The Rosh, because of the greatness of his neshama, when he learned Taira, he learned it right the first time. He didn't need all the questions and answers and debates and then the dialogue and discussion to get to the ultimate level. His neshama is so great, he saw right in Taira the way it's supposed to be. That is dependent on the level of the neshama. Only tzaddikim could see neshama levels. We can't.
So we have no idea.
Of neshama levels.
Who is the rabbi you said that was able to do this?
The Baal Shem Tov.
Who else?
The Alter Rebbe.
It's not that you can learn more, you have a higher neshama.
No.
Or if you're more limited, means your neshama didn't need it, which means that it's a higher neshama.
No, it could be because of the brain.
But if a child is born without the capacity to learn, or dies before they have a chance to learn.
No.
People always say, well, that's a higher neshama because it didn't need it. But we don't know any of that.
We don't know any of that.
It's not like with any measure that we can practically say, this is a higher neshama.
Tzaddikim know it.
Right.
I mean, as it's known, Rebbe Merash had a son, Rebbe Avram Sender, who passed away when he was 7, and it was very special, you know.
Yeah, but it's not a
gift. So we did. Tzaddik said he was in neshama of the Alter Rebbe. So Tzaddikim could see what it is.
It's not like a child that cannot learn is a neshama that did everything automatically, or someone that understands very deep is a higher neshama necessarily.
No.
The
yeah. But there's two levels. Alter Rebbe in Tanya, many places says, Kirkeach Sichli Vavanasei, Okvishayesh Nishmasi. A person with a deeper neshama, a greater neshama, could reach certain aspects of Torah that are not only the intellect of Torah. Torah is not only Seichel. Right? Torah is Chochmasi Shankar Baruch Hu. But Torah is higher than Chochma Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu also. What do you think? The greater the person, more is expected from. What do you think? They have an easier life because they're greater. And a tzaddik who doesn't have a Yetzer Hara has an easy life. You don't know, and I do know. A tzaddik has a more difficult life than we have. Why? Because the avodah of a tzaddik is not between good and bad like we have. The avodah of a tzaddik is between good and better, and that's less defined and less clear than our avodah is. Our avodah, because we have a yetzahara, at least most of us do, have a yetzahara. So then it's clear, defined, and tater what's right and what's wrong. So it's, we don't want to do it, we're lazy, but we have a clear-cut definition of what's right and what's wrong, more than a tzaddik who has no yetzahara, so he doesn't have an aveid of good and bad because he doesn't want to do bad. The aveid of a tzaddik is to choose better instead of good. And if a tzaddik chooses good instead of better, he sinned. And that's a much harder definition to do. In a practical level, if you have a butcher store that has kosher and treif, or kosher and kosher, you need a better mashgiach between kosher and kosher than between kosher and treif. Because kosher and treif is more clearly defined than kosher, this shechita and that shechita and that shechita. So you need a better mashgiach between kosher and kosher than you would between kosher and treif. Because it's more clearly defined. And this is less clearly defined. And if Torah doesn't always define the difference between good and better, it's much harder for a tzaddik to figure out what's good and what's better. Yeah. What does it mean? Are you your chachma? It's a very simple. It's not a deep philosophical question. Are you your brain? No, your brain is not only you. There's more to you than your brain. I hope. Is your brain your essence? Yes or no? When you love a child, do you love them more when they're smarter than if they're not so smart? Why? Because the person is not the chokhmah. Right? A person is more than chokhmah. Even though the uniqueness of a person is that they have chokhmah, but it's still the essence is not chokhmah. Chokhmah is only one of the 10 attributes. Right? It's one of the 10 sfiris or the 10 kreiches ha-nefesh. But the nefesh itself is not chokhmah, is it? Now, Torah is chokhmah se shakarish baruch hu, but Torah is higher than chokhmah also. It says, Sheshui ha-melech batzus, it's the toy that God plays with, meaning it's a reis and kushibrich kul echad. It's not only a reis and chokhmah is kul echad. Torah is, there's a level of Torah which is higher than chokhmah, which is the essence of Torah. The essence of Torah, there is a level of Torah the way it is, chokhmah se shakarish baruch hu, but there's an aspect in Torah which is higher than the wisdom of Hashem. Higher than Hashem. They didn't create anything higher than Hashem yet. All I'm saying is, Torah is not only Chochmah Seh Shakarish Baruch Hu, there's an aspect in Torah which is even higher than the fact that it's the Chochmah of Hashem. It's connected. A person in a Chochmah is not all one. Right? A person in a Chochmah is not one. What's funny?
So you're saying that it's kind or it's wise for us to conceal our wisdom if it can't be understood by the other side, right? Is that what you're saying? That you should conceal your wisdom? You should.
If by revealing your wisdom they won't understand it, yeah, it's better to conceal it.
But then how do you teach people anything?
Well, then you better figure out a wisdom, a way to teach it. Because otherwise, you better, if they're not going to gain anything by it, it's a waste of time. By Torah, it says that when a Rebbe speaks Torah, even though you don't understand it, the Neshama understands it, so the Neshama gains by it anyway, even though you think it's a complete waste of time. This guy tells a story that there's once an Israeli guy sitting at a Fabrengen that didn't understand a word of Yiddish. Not a word. So somebody, and the guy is sitting there the whole 5 hours by the Fabrengen. So somebody went over to him afterwards and he said, no, so what did you take from the Fabrengen? You didn't understand a word that the Rebbe was saying. He said, I took something unbelievable from the Fabrengen. The Rebbe used to say a lot, if you ever hear the Sichas, the Rebbe used to say, V'eid v'hu ha'ikar, in addition, which is the primary thing, is to do this and this. The guy said, what did I take from the Rebbe? V'eid, to do more, hu ha'ikar, that's the primary thing. He said, what did I take from the Rebbe's Fabrengen? V'eid v'hu ha'ikar. Meaning, the way he defined the Hebrew, that's not what the Rebbe meant, simply. The aid is to do more, that's the primary thing. That's what I took from 5 hours of Fabrengen, which is a pretty high madrega, by the way. But that's what it is. And the neshama understands certain things, certain neshama levels. Listen, there were levels of the Tzemach Tzedek. Rabbi Lubavitch, who once came to the Tzemach Tzedek and asked him to say a maimer. He said, Rabbi Lubavitch is a very interesting guy. If he didn't do Kiddush Levani, he wrote a pinyin to the Rebbe, he's dying. If he couldn't do what he had to do in this spiritual stuff, he was dying. So he told the Tzemach Tzedek he needs to hear a maimer. It's Negei Nefesh that he should hear a maimer. Tzemach Tzedek said, I can't, I don't feel well, it's hard for me to say a maimer. So finally Rebbe Hillel said to the Tzemach Tzedek, you know what? It's hard for you to speak, think the maimer. Don't say, just think it. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, that I could do. So Rebbe Hillel Baruch was standing in front of the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek thought the Maimer. Rebbe Lubavitch went out and said over the Maimer that Tzemach Tzedek said and thought. Because that's Neshama language, you know? That's Neshama's connection. I'll give you another example that most mothers know. When a baby cries, the mother knows what's wrong with the kid and the fathers don't. That's from the essential level of bond, which is higher than communication.